Let's do addendum to Mr. Raymond Zeno's recent visit. The 68-year-old gentleman was originally from Louisiana, was evaluated with COPD, tachycardia, shortness of breath, bipolar disorder, and multiple psychiatric issues, period. In a paragraph on the receipt of his recent hospital records that that took place on took place at Memorial Hermann on or about July 5, 2024, where patient was seen in the emergency room with history of hypertension, HL, tobacco use, coronary artery disease, COPD, CHF, decreased ejection fraction, diabetes, and history of bilateral lower extremity DVTs on anticoagulation, with increased swelling of his legs, shortness of breath, and symptoms of orthopnea, period. New paragraph. Patient's medication was reviewed. Let's see. Which includes Livermere insulin, Lasix, Cogentin, atorvastatin 40 milligram, APIXABAN 5 milligram, Losartan 50 milligram, metoprolol 25 milligram, singular 10 milligram a day, period. Patient was found to have O2 side of 97% on room air at the time of evaluation. It was thought that the edema of the lower extremity was most likely related to a fluid retention and not recurrent DVT. EKG showed sinus bradycardia. The patient subsequently was diuresed. And with improvement in his edema and his shortness of breath, period. It was decided to continue with current patient's medication. Doppler study showed both acute and subacute evidence of acute chronic and subacute deep venous thrombosis of the femoral popliteal veins. Period. Patient noted to have a low GFR. and subsequently was discharged home on the current medication. Patient has required Lasix for his pedal edema and continuation of his chronic congestive heart failure. His echocardiogram results are pending at this time. Thank you.